It's phonology student time.
It is. It's time to hear the student observations from around the area. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like, maybe you're a teacher and you'd like to get in touch with us, you can contact me at jlatimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. You can send a note to comments at kaxe.org as well. You can write to us or you can call us. Any way you get in touch with us, we're happy to hear from you. And this week, we're going to start off with Cohasset. The fifth graders in Cohasset. Nate Lindner is the teacher, and our reporters are Sophia and Holly.
Hello, my name is Sophia, and
Harley from Mr. Linder's fifth grade science classroom at Class Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
The days are getting longer and the weather is getting warmer, which means we are seeing more signs of spring. We have noticed many more birds in our area, like robins, redwing, blackbirds, and geese, swans, and crackles. A lot of students have been hearing loons on Lake Pacoma.
We have also discussed how birds are more vocal during this time, claim territory, or to find a partner. Students have heard many woodpeckers drumming in the woods around their house. Students have also reported that they have seen a lot of worms on the ground after a series of rainy days.
We are seeing changes in the plants. We saw tulips coming up at our school, and students have noticed other potential plants starting to sprout. We also saw silver maples are done flowering. The box elder was starting break buds, and dandelions are almost ready to bloom.
We expected a lot more changes on our nature walk on Tuesday. Due to time and lots of rain over the weekend, we hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thank you. That was Sophia and Harley, and they are students at Nate Linder's Cohasset Elementary School.